You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Happy Mother's Day 2010. It's a great time for mothers in America, I think. And this is going to be a great show. We have our old friends back again on Conducting Conversations. We have representatives of Theater by the Sea, or the Ocean State Theater Company, which is the nonprofit group thereof. And we have our friend Amy Turner back, the producing artistic director, and Joel Kipper, the managing producer. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
It's great to see you once again. That's a sure sign of spring when Conducting Conversations has Amy on the show. This is our third or fourth year doing this, and Amy's been with us quite a few times. And also, welcome back to Joel Kipper. Joel, nice to see you.
Well, nice to see you, Mike. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'd like to say a happy Mother's Day to my mother all the way back in Missouri, so happy Mother's Day to her, but happy Mother's Day to everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
I can't think of a better way to kick off the new season of Theater by the Sea. And Amy, I mentioned Ocean State Theater at the beginning of the show. Tell us a little bit about the difference between Theater by the Sea and Ocean State Theater.
Well, everybody knows Theater by the Sea, or many people do. It's really come to symbolize that beautiful barn theater that's there. And of course, the property has gone through multiple ownerships. And currently, our friend Bill Haney is the current owner of that property. And so in doing that, we sort of all saw a bigger picture, if you will, that this historic property and this beautiful theater and this Rhode Island treasure, if you will, needed a sort of a guardian angel, and that's Ocean State Theater Company. Our mission really is to care for and continue the tradition of theater by the sea and making sure that there's this professional theatrical experience, you know, down there in South County.
So people that go to Theater by the Sea are helping to maintain, if you will, the Ocean State Theater and keep the building up. And there's lots of ways. And Joel, you have an interesting thing that you started last year. In my terms, it was called a brick drive, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's we started it last year, last summer. As many of our patrons who have been to the theater notice, and some of those who haven't actually seen a show but still go down to see the gardens have noticed that there is a courtyard right outside the theater, and there's a brick pathway that goes through that courtyard, and was in need of some repair, and was sort of under distress over the last few seasons, and so we really wanted to attend to that, and so we put together this brick drive, and we redid the brick walkway, and for a $250 donation, a patron can receive a 4x8 brick to be placed in that walkway with their message or name, and for a $500 donation, you have a 8x8 brick that can be placed in that walkway. So the walkway is now officially done. We just had the ribbon cutting on it last week, and so can't wait to have everybody there this summer and really see that work that's been done, because it's really it looks magical, and it really fits in with Theater by the Sea.
Well, we'll talk a lot about the actual grounds, which are beautiful, and all of the facilities there, the facilities of the restaurant and the cabaret and all those things. But Amy, this is a very, very exciting season coming up. And I think at the top here, before we talk too much longer, we should just say, you know, some of the neat things that are happening from a theatrical standpoint.
Yeah, well, I think last year we had a season of premieres, if you'll remember, and we chose four shows that had never been produced at Theater by the Sea. And so this year we really went to, I think, some classic fare. I assume you're wanting a little scoop on some of the activity.
Well, we can give the audience a scoop because it's the Conducting Conversations audience is always anxious to hear something new, and this is big news. So,
and it could be our Mother's Day gift to all the mothers.
Right,
there you go.
Right.
Well, after a bit of an absence, and certainly my attention has been in directing, you know, creating all of this past few years and in directing several of the shows each summer, I'll be returning to the stage.
Ta-da!
I'm really very excited about it. I don't know how many people really know a lot about my background. I think they're familiar with what I've been doing over the past few years, but I do come from a Broadway background. I spent probably about 12 or 15 years in New York on and off of Broadway, quite a lot, and that's how I made my living and made my success, as if you will, and have sort of transitioned out of that. So I'll be returning. Actually, this will be my third time doing a chorus line, and
wow.
I'm very proud to be able to be on stage.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I'm very excited that this is going to happen. And let's get to some music since we've chatted for a few minutes here, and this opening of Chorus Line. Anything you want to tell us about that?
Well, I think most people are going to be very aware of the show, but if anyone isn't, it's a spectacular piece. It actually won the Pulitzer Prize back in the 70s when it was originally produced. And we're lucky enough to have someone who was involved in the original production, Mitzi Hamilton, direct and choreograph the show. And the exciting thing about A Chorus Line is that it speaks very specifically to the dreams of dancers and how hard they work to just be on Broadway, not to star in the show, but just to be on the line, in the line. But there's a universal message to it, additionally, that we've all wanted a job so much we're willing to do anything for it. And I brought the opening number, which is I Hope I Get It. And I think a lot of people will relate, especially in this day and age, to that passion for wanting a job.
All right. We'll give that a listen and then come back with more of Theater by the Sea.
Again. Step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Right. That connects with turn, turn, out, in, touch. Step, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Got it? Going on. And turn, turn, touch, down, back step, pivot step. Walk, walk, walk. Right. Let's do the whole combination facing away from the mirror. From the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8. Left, boys. Let's do the ballet combination. First group of girls, second group follow. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let me see the boys, the whole group. Ready? A 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. girls. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Of a person I don't know. What does he want from me? What should I try to be? So many faces all around, and here we go. I need this job. Oh God, I need this show.
Music from A Chorus Line. I am very excited about that. That's going to be really neat to see Amy up on the stage. Those of you that have been to Theater by the Sea over the past few years, Amy on occasion starts the show off with a few announcements, so you'll recognize her, I'm sure. And it will be a great treat to see you up there.
I sure hope so.
Now, speaking of that, people need to buy tickets in order to do this. And how do they go about that? Do you have a season ticket?
Yeah, absolutely. We have season tickets that are still on sale until this first show, Chorus Line, gets open. You can still buy season tickets for the whole season. But if not, we do have single tickets on sale. And, of course, that phone number is 782-8587, or that's 782-TKTS. And then, of course, as always, you can purchase tickets online 24 hours a day at theaterbythesea.com.
And I think we should just make clear that this is the big night before. So starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, those single tickets are going to be on sale for the rest of the season, just in case that wasn't clear. But
well, that's
go
great.
Online so and get all that information.
People that are listening right now can go on the website and they could print out a little something and make it a special Mother's Day gift, even though it's late in the day. It's at the end of the day on Sunday night, and this would be a great Mother's Day treat to just print a little something off the website and say, look, I got you season tickets to Theater by the Sea, and you can go with anyone you like.
That's right.
Not necessarily.
Or just purchase a gift certificate.
Either way. Look at that. All right. So we have great ideas and a great way to do it. All right. Let's get to another piece of music from A Chorus Line.
And this is just one. I think it's the most iconic song from the show. Everybody has heard it, I think. I hope it's the big finale. What can be better than that?
There we go. We'll listen to this, then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
Every little step she takes. One thrilling combination. Every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you. No. And you can't forget the rest. For the girl is second best to none. Son, ooh, sigh, give her your attention. Do
fashion. She's the one.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are having a very pleasant evening catching up with Theater by the Sea. It was a long time off, but spring is here and summer is around the corner. And so we have Amy and Joel with us, and they are talking about the great shows coming up. And we gave you a little piece of news in the first segment, but we have an even bigger piece of news. Well, no. Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Amy was definitely the biggest piece of news.
That's the biggest piece of news for the summer. But
no.
But this is big too. Tell us about what else is happening.
I have to say I think this is much more exciting news, but I appreciate that vote of confidence there. Well, our second show this season is Hello Dolly. And you know, people love the show. It's a wonderful classic, iconic vehicle. Obviously, most people know Carol Channing has done it. Leslie Uggams made a great career. Pearl Bailey. And then, of course, Barbara Streisand did the movie. And we are very excited to put our own Theater by the Sea twist on the energy of Dolly. And we're excited that a Tony Award-winning actress, Miss Katie Huffman, will be playing our Dolly.
Wow.
A lot of people might, hopefully, remember her. She
right.
was Ula in The Producers. That's where she won her Tony Award. She
has some television credits also, right?
Yeah, a major of... Was the which season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I feel like it's the third.
Yeah.
They actually had a whole storyline that involved The Producers, and she was heavily involved in that. And a lot of people also know her. She is an ongoing judge for many years on Iron Chef America.
Hmm.
And so a lot of people recognize her from other things, such as, you know, different film and television
right.
appearances. But those are three of her most recognizable achievements.
Well, that's great. That's great. So, hello, Dolly, with a Tony Award-winning actress coming
yeah.
back to Theater by the Sea. And when we were off air during this last break, we talked about the fact that you're not really sure in your history or your archives of Theater by the Sea if you've ever had a returning Tony Award winner on the stage, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's just an interesting discrepancy, but we're very confident that people who have performed on the Theater by the Sea stage at some point in their careers
went on to win.
Have won Tony Awards,
right.
but someone who actually physically could bring it with them and mm-hmm. have it in their hot little hands and actually be announced as a Tony Award winner to be performing on this stage. So maybe this is trivia for your
okay.
audience.
Well, maybe we will give a prize.
If anyone knows of someone else who actually physically had won a Tony Award when they appeared on the Theater by the Sea stage, please let us know.
Yes.
But we do believe this is the first time.
All right. If you want to chime in on that and you happen to know, some people are big fans and have been around a long time, and they're Rhode Islanders, some of them, don't forget. So if you'd like to email me, you can do that at classical959.com. Just put the initials WCRI in front, so it's WCRI at classical959.com, and I'll get that email, and we'll let you know, Amy. We'll see what works out.
Maybe we'll make a little special something for somebody
right.
if they can come up with that information.
All right, we'll treat them to something. And so getting to the music for Hello, Dolly. The first song that we have here is the overture. Joel, anything that's interesting, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you find out with Hello, Dolly, I mean, there are a lot of numbers in this show that everybody knows. I mean, Jerry Herman, really, this is sort of that iconic, classic Jerry Herman sound. And, the movie WALL-E came out a couple years ago, and mm-hmm. WALL-E was really obsessed with one of the numbers that we'll talk about later in Hello, Dolly. And it sort of brought that Jerry Herman music to a new generation that wasn't familiar or didn't know Hello, Dolly at all. So it's one of those things that's a cliche to say, but his music really does. It is a true test of time. I mean, it stands up now just as it did then. And this overture really and it really gets your blood flowing and really gets you excited about the show coming up.
All right. We'll listen to that and come back with more in a moment.
We'll be right back.
tell us about some of the other things besides the music that we're listening to. There's obviously lavish productions and sets and things like that.
Yeah, I think for your listeners who've been to the theater historically, but obviously since the past 3 years, I think people are typically very impressed and appreciate the production values. And I think Hello Dolly will really be sort of that showcase for us. There will be lots of dancing, beautiful girls, lots of costumes, big hats, of course, and a very elegant story being told. I think that it might be fun, again, for some of your regular listeners, that along with Katie Huffman, who's going to be this glorious, vibrant, you know, very beautiful Dolly, that Horace Vandergelder, the counterpart to that, is a little different as well. Actually, the gentleman who played Lawrence in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, who was on your show, Al Bandonis, will be returning to play the cranky half-millionaire from Yonkers. So
excellent.
It should be a pretty dynamic pairing.
Yeah,
we're expecting fireworks on that stage.
He's a great talent. That'll be fun to see. All right, we'll go to Put On Your Sunday Clothes, and we'll listen to a portion of this. It's a little bit lengthy. And then we'll come back with some more.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night, where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we've kissed a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dress like a dream, your spirit seems to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles.
Hello Dolly is what we've been listening to, and that will be running at the theater from June 25th to July 11th. You should see all four shows, obviously.
Obviously.
That'll be a good one. Now we move on to July, and a great show called Little Shop of Horrors. And tell us about the production that you're putting on for that.
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, we go from this elegant turn of the century piece of Hello Dolly to just sheer and utter crazy madness from the 50s. It is a spoof on those creature features. I'm actually directing this show, and it's in my mind an ode to my father, who would tell me stories of seeing, you know, the Blob and the, you know, the
creature
day,
of the Black Lagoon.
Exactly. Right. The day the Earth stood still, and all of these fantastic creature features. And then you mix in the doo-wop music and the Motown and the early rock and roll. It's just a lot of fun. It's a little creepy, but it's a lot of fun.
A little creepy. All right. And this first song that we have is Dadu, is that correct?
Dadu, it's you're like, you look at it and you say, what can this be? But no, it's a little doo-wop number, and this is sort of the part in the show where, you know, we've sort of established that there's this strange plant that will play a bigger role later in the show, and so everybody starts asking Seymour, well, where did this plant appear, or how did you find this plant? And so this song is sort of that story and how he discovered the plant.
All right, it's a very short song, so we'll listen to that, then we'll take a break, and we'll come back and continue with the discussion about Little Shop of Horrors.
I was walking in the wholesale flower district one day, and I passed by this place where this old Chinese man, he sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings. Because he knows, you see, that strange plants are my hobby. He didn't have anything unusual there that day.
No, Dad.
So I was, you know, just gonna walk on by.
Good for you.
When suddenly, and without warning, there was this total eclipse of the sun. It got very dark, and there was a strange humming sound like something from another world.
Dad.
When the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there.
Oopsie-doo.
Just stuck in among the zinnias. Now, I could have sworn it wasn't there before, but the old Chinese man sold it to me anyway. For $1.95.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations on Mother's Day evening. Hope you all had a pleasant one. And I'm having a very pleasant evening listening to stories by Amy Turner and Joel Kipper from Theater by the Sea and talking about the great shows that are coming up. Right now we're in the middle of discussing Little Shop of Horrors. But Amy, right about the same time period, there are other things going on at the theater, right?
Yeah, we're really excited for the third season now, and again, carrying on traditions that have been held at Theater by the Sea for many years before we arrived, we're doing our Children's Festival, and that is actually this year 6. We're extending it from 5 to 6 Friday, starting July 2nd, ending on August 20th. Of course, all the scheduling information is available on the website, theaterbythesea.com. But at 2 shows, 10 and 12, there's a highly entertaining and at least partially educational experience that is a great opportunity to spend a Friday with your kids and maybe without their even being aware of it, introducing them to what fun theater really can be. And hopefully for us, a lifelong love of going to the theater and discovering something new when you get there.
Sure. Now, is this targeted at a particular age, or is this open for obviously anyone that wants to attend?
I don't know if it's targeted for a particular age, because I will tell you, The Secret World of Bubbles is coming back for the second year in a row, and that I love that show, and I won't say how old I am, but I'm old enough to say that it still makes me smile. So
yeah, and I think Squeaky Clean is another returning venue that we've had, and that's sort of a rock and roll history, if you will. And kids of all ages like that. I think there's a couple of others. Steve Songs is from a PBS children's story. That's probably geared slightly younger. But I would definitely say preschool is certainly fine, and early elementary, absolutely a target. But sometimes the parents enjoy it just as much.
Just as much, if not more, as Joel did.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let's get back to Little Shop of Horrors. And we listened to that one short song about what about the plant there. And now probably one of the more familiar ones, at least for me anyway, Feed Me, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, for anyone who's concerned about the subject matter, this is going to explain it all. This very unusual plant ends up with a very unusual appetite, and that is the desire for human blood. And that's where the creature feature, creepy part, comes in. But I think it'll be very obvious to anyone who doesn't know the song that there's also a lot of humor involved.
And, you know, what will be interesting about the show, or something we're very excited about, you know, this plant, this creature, have been able this year to partner with Big Nazo in Providence.
Oh, the puppet people.
Yeah. So they are providing the design for the plant. So it's going to be really exciting, the fact that this, you've seen a lot of productions of Little Shops, but I dare you to say that once you see the show that you're going to have seen a plant like this in any other production of Little Shop. So we're very, very excited to be partnering with Big Nozzle for this endeavor.
I wonder how it would feel to be an actor and be upstaged by the plant. But
well, you know, they always say don't do shows with children and dogs.
And now you're going to have plants.
So maybe now we say Audrey, too.
All right, we'll listen to Feed Me and then be back with more.
Sudden changes surround me. Lady Luck came and found me. Thanks a million for making the magic you do. Thanks to you, sweet Petunia. Mushnick's taken a junior. And someday when I own this whole shop, I'll remember I owe it to you. Who cares if I've been a little on the anemic side these past few weeks? So what if I've had a few dizzy spells, a little lightheadedness? It's been worth it, old pal. Tui, I'm a little hungry. I'ma go down to Schmendrick's and get a bite to eat. I'll see you later.
Feed me.
I beg your pardon?
Feed me.
Tui, you talk. You open your trap, your thing, and you said...
Feed me, Quailborn, feed me now.
I'll run down to the corner and pick you up some nice chopped sirloin.
Must be blood.
Tui, that's disgusting.
Must be fresh.
I don't want to hear this.
Feed me.
Does it have to be human?
Feed me.
Does it have to be mine?
Feed me.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Me all night long. Cause if you feed me same old, I can grow up big and strong.
You eat blood, Audrey, too. Let's face it, how am I supposed to keep on feeding you? Kill people?
I'll make it worth your while.
Look, you're a plant, an inanimate object.
Does this look inanimate to you, punk? If I can talk and I can move, who's to say I can't do anything I want?
Like what?
Like deliver, pal. Like see you get everything your secret greasy heart desires. Would you like a Cadillac car? Or get shot on Jack Paul? How about a date with Heather Lamar? You're gonna get it. Would you like to be a big wheel? Dining out for every meal. I'm the plant to make it all real. You're gonna get it. I'm your genie. Friend, I'm your willing slave. Take a chance, just feed me, and you know the kind of heat, the kind of red hot drinks, the kind of sticky licky sweets I crave. Come on, Seymour, don't be a putz. Trust me, and your life will surely rival King Tut's. Show a little initiative, work up the guts, and you'll get it.
Amy, at the top of the show, we discussed the building, the barn, so to speak, and the beautiful surroundings and the gardens and the cabaret and the restaurant. We should probably just touch base because we haven't done that for, almost a year now. And bring people up to date on the fact that there is a restaurant there and a great venue to spend the evening.
You know, I have to say that one of the things that has surprised me, not being a native Rhode Islander and coming in, but just in the business of the show, as they say, that, you know, people know about Theater by the Sea outside of Rhode Island. And I guess I sort of assumed that everybody knew about Theater by the Sea when I got here. And certainly there's a number of people that are so loyal and fantastic and supportive of everything out there. But I'm constantly surprised by people that don't know about the facility. And so, if I may, for those who really don't know, it's a gorgeous, almost 6-acre piece of property, about a stone's throw from the ocean. You can hear the ocean crashing in the background. It's a converted barn, so it is indoors. Some people think it's outdoors, but it's a beautifully...
And a very comfortable barn,
It's a beautifully converted barn. Yeah. Of course, you know, you still have all the elements of the barn, wood and whatnot, but there are absolutely, you know, theater seats in there that are padded and numbered, and it's a full-blown stage production with, you know, Equity, which is the union members on stage, and... highly professional talents involved. And the grounds itself, these 6 acres, there's this beautiful gazebo that we were talking about earlier with the new brick pathway. But there's probably over like 300, I think it is, different specimens of plantings. And people walk through the gardens on a daily basis, jog through the gardens. They plan for extra time to have a cocktail and just wander through the gardens. Or people do come down to the restaurant, which is the Bistro by the Sea. And you can connect to their information as well from our website. But they offer a full dinner presentation as well as bar service before all the evening shows and afterwards on the weekends. So it's just a really unique, gorgeous place to spend a day or an evening.
Certainly a place to spend some time. If you haven't done it, you owe it to yourself to get down to the Theater by the Sea. And Joel, you know, one of my favorite memories of Theater by the Sea, changing subjects a little bit, is seeing you on stage in George M.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate that. I had a blast with that. That was a big role for me, and I had a lot of fun. And the Theater by the Sea audiences were very kind to me, and so I'm very appreciative of them. And so it was a good time.
So it's time for you to come back on the stage again.
I guess apparently, I'm going to step onto stage for this one and play one of the smaller characters in the show. And really looking forward to it. This is sort of a guy's guy show.
This is not Les Mis or
it's not Les Mis. It's not Sound of Music. It really is sort of a more contemporary show. The show's only been out for a couple years, and the gentleman who wrote the music for this show, David Yezbeck, also wrote the music for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which we did last year.
So if you
enjoyed that and liked that music, it's got that same kind of feel, and it's really more contemporary sound, but it really you know, we talked about earlier about that Jerry Herman score really getting your blood pumping, and this is sort of that same way in a more contemporary feel to it.
All right, so a drum roll is going, and the name of the show is
The Full Monty.
Ta-da!
You know,
the
what's interesting?
Studio audience is cheering.
Yay!
Hey.
You know, it is based off of the movie The Full Monty, which a lot of people are familiar with. It was an English-produced film, and it's been transplanted to Buffalo. The great thing about this story, I mean, you want to talk about something that people can relate to. It's they transplanted to Buffalo, where a steel mill has shut down, which I think we kind of remember that time, and unfortunately, we're a little bit in that time. And you know, finding a way out of the problem that you're in. That's what the show is about this group of guys that come up with their own way to solve the problem. And it's a guy's show. You know, it's interesting. The Red Hat Ladies will certainly be there, I'm sure. But for me, it's a show about guys and for guys. And it's really the heart of guys and what being a man is. And how far will you go to be a man? It's pretty simple.
Well, the bad news on this Mother's Day is that this hour has just flown by.
But, it certainly has.
Thanks for being with us. And the good news is that we have several more shows slated to do with you. You'll be coming back and bringing some of the actors with you from each show, correct?
I'd love to. Looking forward to it.
That'll be great. So we're going to run along now and close with the overture of Full Monty, which is very brief. But thanks for being here, Amy.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Why don't you give them the website and phone number one more time, Joel?
Yeah, absolutely. So that website is theaterbythesea.com. And, of course, our phone number for box office is 782-TKTS. That's 782-8587. And thank you and happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there.
Great. And, you know, I'm going to do a little scoop of my own here. Because the next time that you're on air with us, we're going to have to pre-record that show because Amy and I will be singing at McCoy Stadium, where Amy is going to join my quartet. And on the Memorial Day weekend on Sunday night, so May 30th, if you want to be out and about, you can always listen to Conducting Conversations on the website. So come on out to McCoy Stadium on Sunday night, May 30th, and you'll get to hear my quartet singing the national anthem and then a very special closing presentation of America the Beautiful with Amy featured.
I'm very excited.
And as soon as we're done with our last note, the lights will go down and the free fireworks will go off. So come and see us. Anyway, I'm Mike Mano. Thank you for listening to Conducting Conversations. See you next week. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.